What do literacy skills mean to you?
As far as Braille literacy, I have been reading Braille ever since kindergarten, and I use Braille even now, especially for mathematics. It is a great leveler because it's basically the print, but it's in dot form, it's in tactile form, especially for something spatial like math. It's an extreme help. In my early years in my math classes, my mother, who is a Library of Congress certified Braillist, transcribed into print all of my Braille math homework that I have done. And that has been a wonderful asset to me, because not only did I get my work in print, but also my mom, the fact that she was so committed and dedicated to learning the Braille, and she wanted to know what I was doing, that really touched me, and I was glad that she was very much into that part of my life. However, that being said about Braille, I believe that I am primarily an auditory learner for everything else that I do. If I need to listen to an English book, I need to listen to a passage real quick, it's very beneficial for me to have an audio format and listen to it on audio. My Braille Note, which I've mentioned earlier, has the ability for Braille and speech output. So I can turn one on, turn one off, and I can have the option of what I use. When I listen on, for example, to a book on the Braille Note, I can stop the speech output reading of it at any time and check the Braille display, for example, to see how something is spelled. So I have all of those options at my disposal. On the subject of the Braille Note, as far as math is concerned, up until around 8th grade, I have been doing math exclusively on the Perkins Brailler, and now I do math for basically, I write all of my math on my Braille Note now, so I have all my classes on my note taker, so it's given me a lot of ease, you know, of organization and options for all my academic classes. Another piece of technology, exclusively audio, that has helped me is my Victor Reader Stream. Not only can I listen to text-to-speech files, but I can also listen to recorded lectures from my classes, and also talking books, human-recorded talking books, such as from RFB&D, Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic, and the National Library Service. In addition, with anything I listen to on my stream, I can insert different types of bookmarks. I can insert a regular bookmark, I can insert a bookmark with an audio recording, or I can select a passage where I can insert a highlight bookmark, which I can highlight a certain passage. For example, a poem, a few lines of a poem I'd have to memorize, or an important quote that I want to copy down in an essay. The Victor Reader Stream has really been a phenomenal advanced portable tool that has helped me a lot, especially this year, senior year. I received it last summer. I've been using it all senior year, and I believe that it's going to be a wonderful asset for me in college.